Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today.
Welcome back. It's the second hour of the Sean Hannity Show. Joe Concha in for Sean. 5-day weekend. The guy finally took a day off. He never takes off. And that affects my earnings. Nevertheless, we're having a good time so far, right, kids? And we're going to continue to have a good time. But first, it's shameless book sales time. Come on, man. The truth about Joe Biden's terrible, horrible, no good, very bad presidency. That's my book. Went all the way to number 7 on the Wall Street Journal bestsellers list. Went all the way to number 2. On the Amazon bestsellers list, and the New York Times, the paper of record, the old, old, old gray lady somehow couldn't find any spot for me on their bestseller list because it's not biased or anything. I'm not angry about that whatsoever. Please go out and buy this because, you know what, it's a great book for the holidays, right? I mean, you may be traveling, maybe you got some time off. Get off the phone. Get off the Twitter. Get off these places and read for once and educate yourself on the life of Joe Biden. It's utterly horrifying and hilarious all at the same time. And his presidency, of course. Carol Roth, I know, the great entrepreneur, the great podcaster, the great hair designer overall. She bought my book, I know, and we're going to get a live review of it right now. Carol, act like you read it. Go.
No, it's fantastic, Joe, and I'm so proud of you. And I actually think that it's a badge of honor that the New York Times snubbed it. It goes to show that it was so damaging to Joe Biden that they couldn't even put it on their list. So good for you for stoking the fire there.
Can I tell you, I had inside information on this, that there were two books on there that I doubled their sales and they still didn't put it on. And then I talked to Molly Hemingway, who's also one of those Fox News talking head folks. And she said, you got to look at this 1983 lawsuit against the New York Times from the guy who wrote The Exorcist. And I mean, really? And she said, yeah, he went to number one on Publishers Weekly. I made the Publishers Weekly list, went to the USA Today bestseller list. I was on that, Wall Street Journal, all of them. He made all of them except for the New York Times. But he had a clause in his contract, apparently, that said that he would get a bonus, but it specifically said he had to be on the New York Times bestseller list. and he sued. And then in court, the Times had to admit that it's not just based on data. In other words, we're both football people, right? Like who had a higher score, the Bears or the Lions? No, it also was an editorial decision. They finally admitted that it's just not about the numbers. That's what it should be, you know, runs, hits, and that's that. But anyway, I'm talking too much about myself.
Or call it something else. Call it the New York Times favorite books that we deem appropriate list or whatever it is. But if it's a sales-based list, if that is the metric, that should be the metric that it goes off of.
The New York Times Book Club. Yes, it could be like Oprah, but different.
Exactly.
Good stuff. Hey, I want to play a clip for you, and I want to get your reaction. And everybody listening at home or driving home, or maybe you're about to fly out somewhere and you got us in your ears off your phone somewhere. Tell me where the misleading, let's call it what it is. Tell us where the lie is in this soundbite from Joe Biden talking about student loan forgiveness and how it came to fruition originally.
What we've provided for is if you went to school, if you qualify for a Pell Grant, you qualify for for $20,000 in debt forgiveness.
Right.
Secondly, if you don't have one of those loans, you just get $10,000 written off.
Okay.
It's passed. I got it passed by a vote or two, and it's in effect. And already a total of, I think it's now 13 million people have applied for that service.
Okay, Carol, what in that statement doesn't quite sound right?
So could it be that it passed by a vote or two?
In his household? Is that what he meant?
That's my final answer. Do I have to say that in the form of a question? What is he even talking about? I mean, here's the thing with it, Joe. I'm not sure that he has any idea what's going on. So this is, you know, his interpretation of what somebody's told him over the telephone game. It's not like he's actually involved in these decisions, but it's, you know, very representative of the falsehoods and the lies and the exaggerations and the just made up stuff that comes out of Joe Biden's mouth. And I'm just glad that Corn Pop isn't here to see all this.
Hey, Carol, we have a very young and beautiful audience. Can you explain what the telephone game is exactly for those who aren't familiar with that?
Are people not familiar with the telephone? I guess back in the day it was very different. So we used to play this in school, right? Somebody would have a phrase that they would say, and they would whisper it in the ear of the next person, and the next person would hear what they heard and whisper it in the ear of the next person. And by the time you got like 15 people down the line, what started out as, you know, I like Joe Concha is, you know, black cats, you know, have nice hair. You know, it was fun, and it kind of proved what happened as you pass information along, how it gets misinterpreted and adapted. But Joe Biden is the telephone game all wrapped up in himself, isn't he?
Pretty much, yes. And just celebrated his 80th birthday. If Joe Biden runs for president again and somehow gets a second term, we could be looking at an 86-year-old version of Joe Biden in the White House. Sleep tight, America.
Wow. That would be, I mean, let's put it this way. If it didn't affect all of our lives so deeply, it would actually be pretty, you know, amusing.
Yes.
But unfortunately, it's affecting our lives. It's affecting our pocketbooks. It's affecting our freedom. It's affecting our national security. So from that respect, it's not so funny.
Yeah, if he took a night shift at like the Quickie Mart, then we're fine with that, right? Okay, you got to fill the hour somehow, but this is the most powerful person in the world in theory. We're talking to Carol Roth, the great entrepreneur. And Carol, I'm just curious, as far as these student loans are concerned, I think the big story that everybody is missing is while you forgive these loans, and something like 50% of the loans go to those that have a graduate degree or a master's degree. And those are the type of folks that become lawyers and doctors and go into professions where you earn a lot of money, where you could probably afford to pay back the loan. Won't this just ultimately, because it's just a temporary band-aid, well, let's call it what it is. It was a gambit to get votes from young people that they knew wasn't going to be constitutional, that they knew was going to be thrown out. But, hey, it's after the midterm, so if they throw it out, so be it. It served its purpose. But in the end, won't this just, if it does somehow survive, raise the cost of tuition where at schools like Harvard, we're talking now north of $85,000 a year all in just to go, or Georgetown, $80,000, Duke, $80,000, Stanford, $80,000, or your average state school like where I went, the University of Maryland, I think it's something like almost $50,000 a year all in. And that's a state school. So I don't see how people, even upper middle class, can afford to send their kids to college at this point.
Yeah, I mean, that's the real tragedy here is that it's not addressing the problem. I mean, basically getting the government involved in the student lending business, not having any underwriting or risk assessment, has basically just allowed the colleges to continue to increase their prices, not the value of the education, but what they're charging for it. And it's become a huge wealth transfer. It's basically created students that are indentured servants for the rest of their lives, and this doesn't hold them accountable. I mean, already it's enabled the colleges to not have any skin in the game and to extract more fees. All this does is tell them, okay, well, this is working, and we can continue to do that. And so, you know, it's very emblematic, of government trying to quote unquote not solve the problem that they've created. It doesn't address the issue of why it's so expensive. If colleges were effective, people should be able to pay down their loans. Unfortunately, people are not getting a return on that investment. And so, you know, we have to go back, get government out of student lending, fix the problem. Otherwise, this is just going to continue in a really bad trajectory.
I personally think, Carol Roth, that college is overrated. My brother runs a school where basically he trains people to become electricians or contractors. It's a trade school, right? Yep. And it's in Paterson, New Jersey, which will never be confused with Fiji or St. Bart's. It's a tough town, and it's like 10 minutes from me. So I'm not talking down about it in any way, shape, or form. I'm just saying that a lot of kids there, they can't afford to go to even a community college because they're priced out, right? They grow up in poor families. And his classes, and I'm not doing this to promote my brother's business, but his classes are filled to the tilt. And when these kids get out, something like 97% of them have jobs waiting for them because there is such a demand. Like, when was the last time you tried to get like a handyman or a contractor to come to your house and they actually were able to come on the day they were supposed to, and then they were able to follow up? There's such a shortage here. And I think that we should be talking about that a lot more, but that would take sane and sober leadership for talking about solutions instead about all the things that we seem to focus on.
Yeah, unfortunately, the left has come up with education is a right instead of what colleges are providing, which is an accreditation, and that's an investment. And so an investment has to be evaluated on investment parameters. What kind of return are you getting on that investment? And unfortunately, for many students, they're not getting anywhere near an appropriate return, if they're getting return at all. And that goes back to your point of the trades in pushing people and saying that you have to get this college education and it's so important. We've now created this shortage in really important trades and skilled areas. You'd mentioned, some of the contractors, plumbers, and the like. Also, things like airline pilots. There's going to be a huge shortage. There's already starting, but we've got so many people who are going to be retiring over the next 20 years. The airlines are panicking and doing whatever they can to try to recruit people. And these are, really well-paying jobs. These are jobs that, could be in the six figures. So we really need to embrace and talk to people about the full range of options, and also the things that we're talking about. Pilots and plumbers and electricians and contractors, those are the kinds of jobs that aren't going to be outsourced. They're not going to be replaced by robots and so on and so forth. So these are really solid jobs with security as the job market continues to shift and change. So yes, the narrative needs to continue to shift. We need more education, and we need to get the government out of the student lending business.
Well said. She is the author, by the way, Carol Roth is, of The War on Small Business. Now, my people tell me that thousands are now currently on Amazon since I promoted my book earlier in this segment. Buy my book. Make it two to the cart, people. The War on Small Business, How the Government Used the Pandemic to Crush the Backbone of America. She is Carol Roth, yes.
Even better, Joe, send them to a small business bookseller. Send them to bookshop.org that fulfills
Great
from
point.
A small business bookseller. So that we can get those small businesses getting those dollars, not Amazon.
Excellent, excellent point. That's why we have you, Carol. By the way, you mentioned plumbers before. I can say, given that I had a little pipe burst in my basement a couple of days ago, the ass crack still lives. I mean, it's amazing how consistent plumbers are with that, where they just can't seem to get the jeans that cover that very sensitive area. So I saw another one, and it was tremendous. We're talking to Carol Roth.
You know how I feel, you know, when any time we talk about plumbing, you know how I feel about bidets and the washlets, and always like to give a plug there, that the fact that that has not been embraced as widely as it should be in this country. I want to just add that recommendation to our talk about plumbing, that everybody should get a washlet because it's a life changer.
Well, you know, it's funny, right before we came in the air, I was talking to the great producer Linda here, and she could not advocate the bidet enough. Right. She said that, you know, she stayed with a guy for like 3 months after the relationship clearly was over because he had a bidet. So congratulations, that Linda. I'm sorry it didn't work out, but you must miss that bidet, dear.
Carol, have you heard of the phrase fake news? This is that moment.
I may have made that up. It's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. We're having fun. So, Carol, just to go to a more sober thought here, as far as the midterms are concerned, given the conditions on the ground with inflation and with crime, you live in Chicago, you know it quite well, that even the Miracle Mile, you know, Michigan Avenue, Chicago is one of my favorite cities, you know this, there's no safe place anymore, right? It just doesn't happen in the bad parts. Given inflation, given crime, given what's happening with the U.S. southern border, given that we have an unpopular president in the White House, what happened to that red wave that so many folks like me were talking about?
Yeah, it is staggering. Like, if you can't win with these economic conditions and the broader social conditions, it makes it really challenging to think of what it would take to get some people to switch their votes. My personal feeling, and I know some people aren't going to be happy about this, is that I think that the Republicans lean too heavily into some of the social issues, and not to say that they're not important, but fix them in your communities, not with the government, and didn't spend enough time really hammering on not only the economy, but what they would do to fix it. And so, you know, I think this is an opportunity for lessons to be learned and for prioritizing. But again, you know, we're so far gone as a population that you know, it's hard to say that even with that focus, if that would have shifted things.
That's the thing, right? It's more about voting against the other party than voting for the party that you may support, just to own them or something. Or you just have this notion that one side is evil. It becomes down to like good versus evil, like we're watching Star Wars all over again, and that's a big deal. Anyway, Carol, thank you so much for joining us once again. The book is The War on Small Business. She's right. Go to a local bookstore, support your local businesses, whether it be buying books or whether it be buying clothes or buying food, that they could all use your help right now. Certainly. Carol, you enjoy your Thanksgiving weekend. I assume you'll stay in Chicago.
Absolutely. And you have a wonderful Thanksgiving as well. And I'm going to do my family a solid. I'm not going to actually cook anything. I'm just going to bring something so that everybody can actually eat it and be happy.
Good. You're bringing Arby's again, and everybody loves Arby's. So thank you, Carol.
Have a good one.
All right. Hey, it's the second hour of the Sean Hannity Show. Joe Concha in for Mr. Hannity. Back with more in just a moment.
Come on, man. Oh. It's taken me 47 years to perfect doing nothing. I had to become president to show you I could do that better than anybody.
Joe Biden, the most dangerous man in America.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
And welcome back. Joe Concha sitting in for Sean Hannity, the Sean Hannity Show. Coming up, an amazing group, Boulder Crest, a foundation centered on post-traumatic growth and supporting veterans and first responders. They have a new campaign. It's called Operation Struggle Well, in addition to their annual holiday dinners and staying at their locations. You're going to want to hear from these folks. I mean, this is truly what Thanksgiving is all about, giving back without asking for anything in return. Back with more in a moment. This is Joe Concha.
Hannity is on right now.
No, he isn't, Scott Shannon. It's Joe Concha filling in for Sean Hannity. I listened to Scott Shannon when I was like 8 on WPLJ here in New York, or maybe it was E100. No, it was PLJ. So it's funny like having him in my ear, and he sounds great. He's still doing an awesome job. Thank you, Scott Shannon. Well, let us welcome, and this is a special guest only because here we are the day before Thanksgiving, and so many of us are going to celebrate with our families, or we're going to travel somewhere to see our families. These folks are going to be working hard. They have been working hard as far as what they do to give back to their communities and then some, particularly to veterans. Let's introduce Ken Falk. He's the founder and chairman, and Josh Goldberg, co-founder and executive director of Boulder Crest. Get that name in your head. Boulder Crest, a foundation centered around post-traumatic growth and supporting veterans and first responders. Boulder Crest, they have this new campaign called Operation Struggle Well, in addition to their annual holiday dinners and stays at their locations. Let's play their current campaign ad. You got to give a listen to this. Go.
Hello, my name is Ken Falk. I spent 21 years in the U.S. Navy as a bomb disposal specialist. Early in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, my wife, Julia, and I started a charity to help severely physically wounded bomb disposal personnel and their families. 10 years later, that charity, Boulder Crest Foundation, has helped over 50,000 deserving men and women. At Boulder Crest, we train veterans and first responders to transform their past struggles into future strength through a process called post-traumatic growth. We are very proud to report that it's making a significant difference in the lives of these heroes who stand up for us every day. But we cannot do this alone. Please help us by donating $10 a month to continue to offer our programming free of charge to those remarkable men and women that we call heroes. To learn more, check out bouldercrest.org. Thank you very much.
And let's bring in Ken Falk and Josh Goldberg. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us on the Sean Hannity Show. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Quick question for you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Some folks may be a little confused about what post-traumatic growth is. You know, we always hear about syndrome. But how do you define that exactly?
Well, you're right. I think most people, you know, they hear post-traumatic, and then the next thing that they're expecting to hear is stress disorder. Post-traumatic growth is a science that came out of the University of North Carolina back in the early, in the mid-90s. And the concept of post-traumatic growth at the highest level is what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. And the idea that after a traumatic event, what we can actually do and learn from can allow us to become a better version of ourselves or thrive, you know, in the aftermath of that trauma.
And Ken, you spend the majority of your time educating the public and private sectors on the issues surrounding the long-term care of our returning military personnel and their families. You know, we've pulled so many folks out recently, obviously Afghanistan a year ago, August, the Iraq war as well. We basically have nobody over there. When they've come home, what is the one condition that you've seen most that seems to have an impact on them that isn't going away anytime soon?
You know, I think the thing we see most is probably post-traumatic stress, but there's a lot of depression and stress around just the military transition in general terms. You know, the military is a very tight knit group of people, and you know, when you're separated from that, you know, and sent back to a place where it's not that, it becomes a very difficult way to live life, and I think that stress and the missing of their brothers and sisters, I think, is really where we see the biggest challenges that come from this community. You know, as a kid, I grew up in, you know, outside of D.C. during the Vietnam War, and I mean, we still see the Vietnam era generation, you know, suffering with the same thing. So, you know, I tell everybody every day these invisible injuries of war don't get better with age, and I worry a lot about this generation.
And Josh Goldberg, when you see reports about veterans being homeless, about veterans being on food stamps, I mean, that must be something, as somebody who has led the development and delivery study scale of post-traumatic growth based solutions, you know, you must see this and just scratch your head, like, how can we do that to people that sacrifice so much for us in protecting this country?
Well, and it's appalling, right? And I think you go back to George Washington, who said the likelihood of the next generation to serve is going to be based on how this generation is treated and fared. And I think, you know, it worries you from a national security perspective, if nothing else. And I think when you look in particular at the suicide statistics, I mean, what I don't understand and what I shake my head at is, we have lost more people every year who are military and veterans to suicide than we have in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Wow.
And we lose more people in terms of police to suicide than in the line of duty. And these are dangerous jobs they're doing. And that's where you have to say, like, we have got to stop. And we've got to figure out how to show up for these folks. Because there's no question, when we need help, when we need protection, when we need people to go to the front lines, they don't hesitate. And I think what we're asking for as part of this effort is we have to return that favor and try to figure out how are we there for them. And we've got to do something differently. And that's what this whole post-traumatic growth effort is about, is far too many of these men and women feel like they get a diagnosis and it's a death sentence for the rest of their life. And it's going to be a permanently diminished life. And they deserve better than that. And we deserve better than that. And we need these men and women they're the pillars of strength in our society, and you're darn right, we don't want them on the streets, we don't want them on food stamps, we don't want them in early graves. We need them to be leaders in our communities, because that's when we're at our strongest.
We're talking to Ken Falk and Josh Goldberg of the Boulder Crest Institute. That's a stunning and horrifying stat you just shared, as far as more folks are serving, coming back home, committing suicide, than actually died in the line of duty. What is the primary driver as far as what would have someone get to a point where they take their own lives and possibly, in many cases, probably leave families behind? But what ultimately do you see as far as them getting to that point of no return?
Well, I think this is Ken. I tell people all the time, I think suicide is a disease of hopelessness. You know, when you get to the point where you can't see that anything's going to get better tomorrow or the next day or the next day. And, you know, the three major, causes of suicide are depression, are substance abuse, and are undiagnosed or misdiagnosed traumatic brain injuries, which a lot of people during these last two wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have received because of all the explosions and the closeness to the explosions that many of them have been. And we just haven't done enough for the traumatic brain injury work or the depression work or the substance abuse work. I mean, it's, you know, 97% of people that go through substance abuse care, you know, come out and they still have to go back a second time. It's just the system doesn't work. And that's what we're really trying to do at Boulder Crest, is come up with a new way of triaging these injuries and to get people better so that they can thrive in the aftermath of the trauma and not get to this, you know, this state of hopelessness where suicide becomes an option.
We're talking to Ken Falk and Josh Goldberg of the Boulder Crest Foundation, an organization focused on the wellness teachings of post-traumatic growth. Ken, you were just inducted into the Veterans Hall of Fame. That must have been quite an honor. What was it like? What did it feel like?
Well, for me, I don't like awards, so I'm a little bit embarrassed by it. But, you know, I think the thing that I was most honored by were the other people, the other five, and specifically this one guy, Jan Scruggs. I don't know if you know the name Jan Scruggs, but Jan's the one who basically raised the money and built and policied through the Vietnam Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C. And, you know, Jan's just an amazing man, and for me to be, you know, in a category anywhere near that guy, it's just, it's humbling. And it was an interesting event, but I'm just not an awards guy.
No, neither do I. I think it's something, you know what, don't make it about yourself. It's about the cause. And that's why you do what you do along with Josh. But we do, just to feed into your non-existent ego just a little bit, we have your biggest fan here, and that is Linda, our producer, who can't speak highly enough of you guys. And when she asked me to fill in, she said, by the way, we're doing this the day before Thanksgiving, and you're going to talk to Boulder Crest, and here's why. So, Linda, I know you have a couple of questions for the boys as well.
Yes, full disclosure, I love Boulder Crest. I am working with them. I donate to them. They're a fantastic group. And I think it's, you know, this is the time of Thanksgiving. And I think one of the things that I know Josh talks about this a lot, you know, the holiday season is one of our highest times of suicide among people who work these very difficult first responder and military jobs. And I think, Josh, maybe you could just discuss that just a little bit and talk about how we can be more aware of what we can do to help. And then I'm going to go back and embarrass Ken a little bit about his military service.
Yeah, and I think, and I just echo in Ken's as humble as they come, but he's the epitome of why it's so important that we allow veterans to kind of continue to transition and live great lives. He's an amazing man and a mensch. You know, to your question, Lynn, I think there's two parts of that. There's no question, I think, for folks who, you know, you've got divorce rates in first responder land of 75%. You've got a 90% divorce rate within special ops. And so people who are sitting there reflecting on their own in the holidays, all alone with alcohol and the rest of it, it creates a world where I think it really crystallizes the scorched earth nature of people's lives when they really go through struggle. And so part of it really is just the act of reaching out to another human being. And if you think about somebody to text and say, hey, I'm thinking about you, because you have no idea how much that means to somebody. And it goes to this broader idea and a broader sort of, I think, narrative in our society, is the people who are said to be essential keep feeling left to be disposable, right? You know, we send our troops to Afghanistan and they bleed, they die, they watch their friends die, and we withdraw, and they essentially feel like, what was it for, right? Does my life even matter? And it's the same with the police. It's the defund the police stuff. It's like, I'm willing to put my life on the line for a society that does not value me. And I think it really does contribute to struggle. And so you've got, you know, the mental health system telling you you're broken. You've got society telling you they don't really care, and you're left. And then you're just dealing with a lot of stress personally and professionally. And I think it's easy to see why that's such a toxic cocktail. And so part of what we have to do isn't just to do programs, but I think if we have to change the nature of our societal narrative about trauma, about struggle, and we've got to show up for these men and women. And sometimes that just means saying thank you, acknowledging the value they provide, and being grateful for the things that they do.
Absolutely. And Ken, you got a big year coming up next year. From what I'm seeing, you've been married to your wife, Julia, for 39 years. You're coming up on 40. That's a lot of pressure. You know, you got to find something that you haven't bought for her before. And shopping for the wife is very tough. That I've learned.
40 years. You know, I was a bomb disposal guy in the Navy and in the military. That's EOD, Explosive Ordnance Disposal. And in the Navy, it was a joke when I first joined that EOD stood for everyone's divorce. So we've made it through a lot of turmoil and had a great marriage and a great family.
Good for you. And Josh, we can't let you go without talking about, you know, before I transferred to the University of Maryland, I was an Emerson College guy in the Back Bay of Boston. And I always just remember, like, going to the coolest party at Tufts. And I just wonder if you remember back that far to say, yeah, you know, Tufts was a tough school. But also, boy, you guys could do keg stands like nobody's business.
We did. We had some very good parties. The ones that stick in my mind are some ice luge events.
Yes.
Where I debated if I wanted to put my mouth on that, but it was a great experience. I love Boston. I love the food up there, and I did fall in love with the Red Sox as well. So judge me if you will, but I did. It was an amazing experience to get to go to school there, and I think you know, study the world and get to where I am today. It's just amazing.
I had a love hate relationship with the Red Sox in a sense where Emerson, where I lived, was right over Kenmore Square, basically, and then you could look into Fenway almost. At least you could see the Green Monster. But then that damn Sitco sign, you know, that's above the wall, it was right in my window. I had to put up, like, hefty bags over it because it didn't go off until exactly at the strike of midnight. So that's what I remember about Boston. It's probably why I transferred, Linda, now that I think about it. I'm like, I got to get away from the sign.
Tough times, man.
Yeah, first world problems, no question about it. Hey, guys, how do we donate to Boulder Crest, as far as I know, go to the website, but is there faster ways to do this where we could get as much money in the coffers as possible for the most worthy cause I could think of this holiday season?
No, thank you for saying that. It's, you know, there's so many great causes and we do need help, but it's the easiest thing is to go to the website. There's a click donate button and you can put your credit card information, and we've made it as easy as possible right on the front page.
That's great to hear. And how much have you raised so far, just a ballpark category?
Well, you know, we have to raise every year about $8.5 million, and for this campaign right now, we've raised about $200,000, and our goal is to raise $1 million. So we got a long way to go, and we could use all the help we can get.
Well, being on 700 stations right now, I hope will help. Linda, I know you had wanted to put in one more plug for one more worthy cause.
Yes.
Within the organization.
So you've got Operation Struggle Well. Just tell people about Operation Struggle Well, this new campaign, and how we're going to be putting out more information on that.
Yeah, you know, our focus is on serving 1,500 combat veterans and first responders as part of this Operation Struggle Well. So the funding we're seeking, the $1 million Ken mentioned, is really designed to help us transform the lives of 1,500 people. And what I would say to anybody listening is the commitment we have is it's really about transformation. It's not catch and release. It's not one and done. It's not a few days away. This is really about fundamentally changing people's lives and allowing them to then change the lives of the people in their family and in their community. And so it pays dividends everywhere down the line. And so we'd love you to join us to be part of that effort and to help us transform the lives of these 1,500 men and women who, like I said, they need us to show up for them at a time because darn knows they show up for us.
And it's only $10 a month, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's $10 a month. You know, give what you can. You know, we're so grateful, you know, for all you guys are doing.
Linda just bought me a cup of coffee that was $12 here in Midtown Manhattan. So you can afford it, people. All right.
It's so sad. It's so true.
Go into this weekend feeling good about yourself and donate the $10 a month. I mean, well, what does gas go for these days? $90 to fill up my 183,000 mile car yesterday. All right. Enough. Donate to Boulder Crest. Josh Goldberg, Ken Falk, thanks so much for joining us.
The final hour of the Sean Hannity Show is up next. Hang on for Sean's conservative solutions.
This is Joe Concha filling in for Sean Hannity this wonderful Wednesday before Thanksgiving, long weekend, best weekend of the year in this guy's opinion. Coming up next, number 34, Herschel Walker, just weeks ahead of a crucial rundown in Georgia. We talk to Herschel next in a moment.
You've helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today. You have trusted Mike Lindell to give you a great night's sleep. Now, one of Mike's latest incredible deals is on his Giza Dream Sheets. Now, those are the sheets made from the world's best cotton, Giza, the softest sheets you will ever sleep on. Right now, Giza Dream Sheets are back at the lowest price ever. Now, these sheets are coming in as low as $29.99 by going to the Sean Hannity Square when you go to MyPillow.com. And don't forget, MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty. And now for the holiday season, they are extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed between now and December the 25th will have a money-back guarantee extended until March 1st, 2023. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square to get the insanely low price, $39.99 on the towel set. Enter the promo code Hannity or call 800-919-6090. Mention my name for these great, incredible discounts.
If you own a business, this has been a bumpy ride. From pandemic to inflation, I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has five or more employees and survived COVID, you might be eligible to receive a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Hi, I'm Howard Mackler, and that's why I founded GetRefunds.com to cut through the red tape and get you that money. The team of tax attorneys we have put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. We do all the work, charge not a dime up front, and simply share a percentage of the cash that we get for you. Businesses of all types qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. We have helped return over $1 billion to businesses, and we can help your business too. Just go to GetRefunds.com and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited period of time. Don't lose out on up to $26,000 per employee. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans Programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website. The letter T, the number two, the letter T.org, the letter T, number two, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today. 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.